Monday, December 7, 2009, Oroville News, Interview, Announcements, and Weather. On microphone, Marlanka, with Andrea, Mattia, and Yahlom in studio. Today's weather, scattered clouds, northeasterly winds 21 kilometers per hour, 28 degrees. Now hear Don about the next general meeting.
You will see in the news and notes on December the 8th, we hope in the Tibetan Pavilion, because we expect many people. Those of you who, as he has requested, are interested, maybe I'll join, maybe I have a contribution, there's something that a process I think, whatever, please come. It's at 2:30 in the afternoon, and it's in news and notes, and it'll also be on the AV net. And those of you who are interested, come.
In 2001, AVI USA engaged in a collaborative process to site the first phase of the U.S. Pavilion in an international zone plan created by Orovillian architect Helmut. The project and the site were approved by Oro Future, currently known as L'Avenir, in a foundation ceremony attended by Roger Ange, dignitaries from the ashram, and the U.S. consulate, Chennai. Building of a student guest house was completed with the University of Washington student design build team. L'Avenir allowed proposals to be submitted for the next phase of the existing compound. In 2006, AVI USA was informed that the U.S. pavilion was to be inside the Crown Road and to abandon its current location. In 2009, L'Avenir extended a choice between its current site and a location inside the Ring Road. The statement of the AVI meeting in Fenwood, AVI USA is supported in its wish to remain with its pavilion in the place of the United States student dormitory, has led to further discussion and contact of L'Avenir d'Orville, who state that they look forward to AVI USA to complete its building. In light of various continental shapes, an expression of what is uniquely American is the goal of AVI USA. They request meetings to include stakeholders, that is, meaning all affected by the international zone. For instance, representatives of those countries ready to go ahead with building and those already on the ground, such as Bharat Nevas, Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the United States Dormitory, and certainly the neighboring Tamil villagers. L'Avenir d'Orville has expressed its willingness and thanks to make use of Orville Radio's offer to record and broadcast its Open Friday meetings. The 10 a.m. timing of these Friday meetings does not, unfortunately, allow but a handful of participants, as that time of day finds most people at work. Now, it will be possible to download the content of L'Avenir's Open Friday meetings to be available to any and all who may be interested in their content. The Kodachkarai Corner Commission for Common Space Development, an ad hoc, hopefully in perpetuo group of around 20 longtime Orovillians, had its first meeting last week. Their aim? To plan an urban common space development at the road junction of Ganesh Bakery in Kodachkarai. The unique character of the Kodachkarai Corner will be respected. It's to create a place of beauty for everyone who arrives in this area. That's the idea. Aspirations for the area range between user-friendly road conditions, parking, toilets, garbage facilities, traffic, public art, architecture, future roads, watershed, a dynamized water service point, existing forest plantations, lorry access, a public plaza, and an arts craft market, as well as a sports ground. Initially planned was an outer ring road which would come through the middle of this area between the Kodachkarai Organic Food Processing Unit and Sarakhan, home of Blue Light Open Source and several other units. To implement the presently proposed outer ring road is not possible now due to a land dispute that may be embroiled in the courts for another 100 years. In a true Oroville spirit, an openness to cooperate was exhibited. Many had met for the first time as a working group, expressing a willingness to continue in a process that will be mutually beneficial. Reality is the most common illusion of our time. Anuradha Majumdar observed that. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.